弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace be with brothers and sisters.
高兴回到你们当中来，看到弟兄姐妹，主的恩典在你们当中，心里就非常的喜乐。
Very happy to be amongst you again today. Seeing God with
you.
Very happy. It's towards the end of the year.
我不知道弟兄姐妹在今年当中是过一个什么样的生活。
I don't know what your life has been like this past year.
相信神在你们当中都有恩典有。有福气在我们当中。
However, I believe that God has blessed all of us.
但是我们知道，当我们在生命里面的时候
，However, we think about our life.
我们常遇到很多的困难。
We often face difficulties.
我不知道你们在这一年里面有没有遇到什么样的困难。
I don't know if you have faced any difficulties this year.
你的生命里面是不是有困境在你们身上
？If you have any disasters or difficulties.
如果没有的话，感谢主。
If you don't, praise the Lord.
但是我想或多或少我们都有困境。
I think big or small, we must have faced some struggles.
今天我们看撒母耳记二十二章第一、第二节。
Today we'll be looking at 1 Samuel chapter 22, verse 1 and 2.
我们就可以看到大卫怎么样在困境当中被神的能力所翻转。
We see how David has been overturned in distress.
大卫是有他的人生的困境。
David has his struggles, difficulties in life.
但主让他在亚杜兰洞里面的经验，让他的困境变成他在生命里面的祝福。
However, through the cave of Adullam, it has turned into a blessing for David's life.
不但他自己被翻转
，Not only his own life has been overturned.
他同时也成为旁边的人祝福。
He also became a blessing for those around him.
他让别人的生命也得到翻转。
And he also overturned other people's life through the cave.
大卫其实是在胜利的，在二十二章的时候是在大胜利之后。
So actually, chapter 22 is right after David's victory.
他就在最人生最大的胜利之后。
Right after his biggest victory in life.
他遭受到人生最大的困境。
He faced the most difficult time of his life.
本来应该赞许他、称赞他、提拔他的扫罗王。
The King Saul who was very happy about David.
却是要记恨他、杀害他的一个人。
Became envious of David's success and wanted to kill him.
他最亲爱的朋友。
His greatest friend.
约拿单。
Jonathan.
他曾经跟他说。
Jonathan has once said this to David.
愿耶和华在你我中间，并你我后裔中间为证，直到永远。
Go in peace, for we have sworn friendship with each other in the name of the Lord. The Lord is witness between you and me, and between your descendants and mine.
是扫罗王，约拿单知道扫罗王他的父亲要杀大卫。
When Jonathan said these words to David, it's when Jonathan's father Saul was pursuing David.
等于他跟大卫一个最后的道别。
It's essentially the last communication they have with each other.
他跟大卫说，我们当中有这样的盟约。
He says to David, we have this friendship between us. Because I love you. And I know you love me as well. However, we cannot be together. Go in peace. That is a blessing that Jonathan has for David. And from then on, David never seen Jonathan again. He lost his best friend, essentially.In the process of escaping for David,
他最亲爱的老师，他的恩师也去了。
His greatest mentor also passed.
撒母耳在二十五章，撒母耳记上二十五章的时候，撒母耳在拉玛他的故乡死掉。
So in First Samuel chapter 25, Samuel passed in his own land.
等于他在属灵的路程上最重要的一个导师离开他。
So David's best spiritual mentor passed away.
大卫是在一个众叛亲离、所有爱他人都离开了一个状态下的一个困境。
So David is in a difficult situation where his friend and his mentor all passed away or left.
他这时候充满害怕。
He is full of fear at this moment for David.
当我们害怕的时候，我们信心就衰弱。
When we have fear, our faith tends to die away.
我们信心就软弱了。
Our faith is weakened.
所以在大卫这时候他竟然到敌人的境界里面去。
So in this difficult situation, David went into the enemy's land.
因为他躲避扫罗。
Because he wants to escape from Saul.
他跑到加特王亚基那里。
He went to King Achish of Gath.
King of Gath.
Gath.
亚基那里去。
Achish.
他希望在那里得到保护。
He wants to be protected by the king.
如果你记得的话，加特王就是就是他面对的巨人哥利亚征战的那个王。
King of Gath is actually the king who David fought Goliath with.
当他在那里的时候，亚基王对他非常的不信任。
King of Gath was very, very not trusting of David.
大卫心里害怕。
David was very scared.
所以他在亚基王面前装假。
So therefore, in front of King of Gath, he pretended to be a madman.
他假装疯癫。
Yeah, pretend to be a madman.
让亚基王及他的众臣仆们不会去杀害他。
So that king of Gath and his soldiers would not kill him.
这是一个非常大的困境。
It is a very big, difficult situation.
等于在天下人间，他好像没有个地方可以逃避。
It seems like there's no way to escape for David.
在自己的家乡，没有找到生存的地方。
In his homeland, he can't find an escaping route.
到自己家乡以外，到国外去，他也找不到生存的地方。
Going to a foreign land, he cannot survive either.
那时候，他就躲到亚杜兰洞。
So therefore, David went into cave of Adullam.
所以你们刚念了二十二章第一节上半节就说大卫就离开那里逃到亚杜兰洞里。
So in here in first Samuel chapter 22 it says David left Gath and escaped to the cave of Adullam.
加特这个字，他从加特逃到亚杜兰洞。
So left Gath to escape to cave of Adullam.
加特这个字本来的意思就是压酒池的意思，压酒。
The word Gath actually means wine press.
所以现在的大卫的生命好像是被压。
So David's life it just seems like he's being pressed left and right.
好像他已经不能承受。
To a point that he can't take on all the stress.
亚杜兰这个意思。
The word Adullam.
就是逃脱之地的意思。
It means escaping your own land.
就是 place of refuge.
Refuge.
是难民要逃到的地方。
It's a place for refuge for those who are trying to escape.
亚杜兰你可以看到它很靠近伯利恒。
You can see that cave of Adullam is really close to Bethlehem.
它等于在加特跟伯利恒的当中。
It is in between Gath and Bethlehem.
我们可以想象伯利恒大概是是这个地方大概是大卫在年少的时候牧羊常到的地方。
You can see that Bethlehem is a place where David, when he was a shepherd, where he goes often.
也许在伯利恒的周围的旷野里面牧羊的时候，他就可以看到亚杜兰洞。
And maybe when he was being a shepherd in Bethlehem, he could have seen Cave of Adullam.
也许他曾经到过亚杜兰洞。
Or maybe he has been to the cave before.
所以他对那里的地形非常的熟悉。
So therefore, he understands the geographic location of that area very well.
所以当他逃的时候，他逃到他最熟悉的地方。
So therefore, when he escaped to a familiar land.
当他现在回到自己家乡的附近，他想到他自己以前的光景跟现在的光景，我相信他心情是非常沉重。
So when he think of what the places that he has been and his previous life, he must be very depressed.
我想他现在宁愿回到他以前少年的光景，很自由自在的在牧羊。
I can imagine he really wants to be back in his youth years where everything was very calm and free.
亚杜兰洞不是一个很舒服的地方。
Cave of Adullam is not a very comfortable place.
我做过一些 research.
I did some research of it.
它不是一个洞你可以这样走着进去的。
It is not a cave that you can just walk right in.
那洞其实是在山上很多很多在地上的洞。
It's actually right on top of a mountain.
当你要进入洞的时候，你必须用绳子垂下去。
When you want to get inside the cave, you have to use a rope and let yourself down.
洞里面可能是很多的像钟乳石这样的材质，所以很多的洞穴在里面。
So there's a lot of cave areas within. You have to go down.
但是洞穴是跟外面很隔绝的。
And it is separated from the world.
所以扫罗的军队没办法找到。
So therefore, King Saul's soldiers, they were not able to find
但是里面是黑暗的。
But the cave itself is pitch dark.
里面是跟外面的社会隔绝的。
It is separated from the society.
跟外面舒服的文明世界是没有关系的。
Compared to the beautiful society out, it's not comparable.
亚杜兰洞对大卫是一个隔绝的地方。
A cave of Adullam is a separation from the world.
是一个拒绝的地方。
It is a place of rejection.
对他而言是只能回忆往年的光辉岁月的地方。
It is a place for Dave to reminisce of the beautiful land that he has been.
是一个没有盼望的地方。
It is a place of no hope.
就在亚都龙 洞里面。
It is within the cave of Adullam.
大卫写下他前面的几首诗篇。
It is actually within the cave that David wrote the psalm.
其中一首是我们刚念的57首。
One of them is the one that we just read, Psalm 57.
还有142篇。
It also Psalm 142.
还有34篇。
And also Psalm 34.
在142篇第四节 最容易描写他的心情。
Psalm 142 verse 4 really expresses his thoughts.
当他进入洞穴里面，他何等的孤单。
When he entered into the cave, he was very lonely.
他跟神抱怨说。
He complained to God and he said this.
求你留意向我右边观看。
He says, Lord, look at my right and see.
没有人认识我。
No one is concerned for me.
我没有人眷顾我。
I have no refuge.
我没有避难之处。
No one cares for my life.
他是孤单的。
He is very lonely.
他在人生很大的困境。
He is in the most difficult situation of his life.
在诗篇五七篇里面刚念的，他说
，In verse 57 that we just read.
我的性命在狮子当中。我躺卧在他性如烈火的世人当中，他们牙齿是枪是剑，他们舌头是快刀。他们为我的脚设下网罗，压制我的心。
Verse 4, I am in the midst of lions. I am forced to dwell among ravenous beasts, men whose teeth are spears and arrows, whose tongues are sharp swords.
如果人生的低谷，我不知道这不是还有什么是人生的低谷。
If this is not the deepest valley of a life, I don't know what is.
他外面的敌人。
He has enemies from outside.
扫罗。
King Saul.
非利士人。
Philistines.
都要他的命。
They all want to kill
him.
Within him, he has battles.
他对上帝的信心已经跌到谷底。
His faith with God has come down to the deepest valley.
他失望。
He's very depressed. He's very scared.
孤单。
Very lonely.
寂寞。
And by himself.
他是在人生的困境里面。
It is in the most difficult time of his life.
但人生的困境常常也是我们人生的转机。
However, the most difficult time of our life often is the turning point of our life.
当上帝带他到亚杜兰洞的时候。
When God brought David into cave of Adullam.
他的确是非常软弱。
David was very, very weak.
他没有信心。
He has no faith.
他在恐惧当中。
He is in the midst of fear.
我们想想我们自己。
And we think of ourselves.
我们现在是不是在逃离什么东西？
Are we currently trying to escape from something?
是不是像大卫一样，我们在逃一些我们生命里面我们不敢面对的东西？
Are we trying to escape something that we are fearful of in our life currently?
也许是以前发生的事情。
Maybe it's something that has happened way in the past.
也许是某些人。
Or you're trying to escape from someone.
也许是某种关系。
Or some type of relationship.
也许在我们心里面，我们受的伤痕。
Or within our hearts, we have been hurt.
或是让我们觉得羞愧的事情。
Or something that we feel shameful.
甚至我们在逃离上帝。
Or even we are trying to escape from God.
我们不需要像大卫一样在外表上逃离。
We don't have to be like David, physically escaping from place to place.
逃到亚杜兰洞。
Physically hiding in the cave of Adullam.
我们心里面，我们生命里面都有亚杜兰洞。
In our hearts, we all have a cave of Adullam.
上帝告诉我们。
God says this to us.
亚杜在洞里面并不羞耻。
When you're inside of the cave of Adullam, it is not shameful.
我们重点不在是不是在洞里面。
The point isn't whether you're in the cave or not.
重点是我们在洞里面，我们要做什么。
The point is, what are you going to do when you're in the cave?
重点在于我们要不要回到上帝的面前。
And the point is whether you want to turn to God again or not.
让上帝恢复的工作在洞里面能够开始。
That God's healing work can start, can be initiated in the cave.
大卫是上帝所喜爱的人。
David is loved by God.
上帝喜爱他并不是他完美无缺。
God loved him not because he is a perfect man.
上帝喜欢他是因为喜爱他，他每一次当他犯错，当他跌倒的时候，他都回到他的大牧人的面前。
God loves David is because every time he falls, every time he makes a mistake, he returns back to the shepherd. Because David knows that God is the greatest comfort for him.
他知道当他隐藏在上帝的里面的时候, 他就将他所在的地方成为他一个与上帝亲密交通的地方。
Because he knows that he can hide under the wings of God and he can take refuge where God is.
他把亚杜兰洞成为一个他能够回到上帝面前跟他亲密说话悔改的地方。
David uses the cave of Adullam as a place where he can return back to God and talk to him.
他把亚杜兰洞变成一个他能够祷告的地方。
And he has turned the cave of Adullam to a place of prayer.
在142篇他说, 我出声哀告耶和华。 出声恳求耶和华，我在他面前倾诉我的苦情，在他面前陈述我的患难。我的灵在我里面发昏的时候，你知道我的道路。In
Psalm chapter 142, it says, I cry aloud to the Lord. I lift up my voice to the Lord for mercy. I pour out before him my complaint. Before him I tell my trouble. When my spirit grows faint within me, it is you who watch over my way.
所以大卫学会了如何将亚杜兰洞他所在的洞穴变成他一个祷告的地方。David
has learned to turn the cave of Adullam into a place of prayer.
这时候他在黑暗的洞穴里面。In
the pitch dark cave.
学会上帝要教他的生命中属灵的功课。He
has learned the spiritual lesson that God wants him to learn.
同样在我们的洞穴里面，上帝要我们教我们一些功课。
And similarly, in our caves of Adullam, God wants to teach us lessons. He uses that to mold us, to shape us. Actually, when we're in the cave, we're actually in the school of God. When we're in the cave, God actually wants us to come out of it like a graduating class full of armor.
我们在圣经里面看到，几乎所有属灵的伟人都曾经在洞穴里。We
can see from the Bible that all those characters within the Bible have gone through cave.
可能是旷野，可能是个孤单的地方。The
cave may be wilderness or somewhere lonely for the specific person.
约瑟他曾经在监狱里面。Joseph
was in the prison. Moses was in the wilderness for 40 years. Daniel was in the lion's den. Jonah was in the belly of the big fish. And Paul was also in the wilderness as well as being housebound.
以利亚曾经在一个洞穴里面跟神说，神啊，所有人都离开我了。
Elijah, when he was in the cave, he said to God, God, I am all by myself. Everybody has left me.
我们的主耶稣基督当他在钉十字架之前，在科西玛里园跟神祷告说：“主啊，如果可行的话，将这杯拿开。”Our
Lord Jesus, when he before he was crucified in Gethsemane, he was praying to God, "If you can remove the cup."
他汗水像雪点一样的滴下来。And
when he was praying, his sweat dropped like blood.
他是痛苦，他是孤单，他是寂寞。He
was by himself. He was lonely. He was scared.
他最后降服在上帝的面前。However,
in the end, he bowed down in front of God.
说照你的意思，不要照我的意思。He
says, "For your will, not my will."
我们都可能在某个洞穴里面。We
might all be.
这个洞穴不一定是在外面，在物质上。The
cave might not be outside.
可能是我们精神的。
It could be physically, spiritually.
可能是我们感情的,
it could be emotionally, mentally. Or it could be our physical health.
是我们经济的,
or it could be financially.
就像我们刚说的,
just like we mentioned, in the cave, it's not a shameful thing. We have to think of what we should do when we're in the cave.
大卫在上帝的给他的洞穴里面, 他将他交在主的面前。When
David was in the cave, he presented himself to God.
诗篇五十篇你们刚读的说：“神啊，求你怜悯我，怜悯我，因我的心投靠你。我要投靠在你翅膀的荫下，等待灾祸过去。我要求告至高的神，就是为我成全诸事的神。”
In chapter Psalm 57, verse 1, it says this: "Have mercy on me, O my God. Have mercy on me, for in you I take refuge. I will take refuge in the shadow of your wings until the disasters have passed. I cry out to God Most High, to God who vindicates me." Let's look at David's response to the cave of Adullam. Just in those two verses, we see that he has turned his face to believe in God. He says, "I believe that you will come from above. You will give me love and mercy." He returned back to God and prayed to him, cried out to him.
像这第一节说的，神啊，求你怜悯我，怜悯我。
Just like verse 1, "Have mercy on me, my God, have mercy on me."
我要求告至高的神，就是为我成全万事的神。
I will take refuge in you, who covers me.
我们到神面前求告他的时候，我们心里面是无助的到上帝的面前。
When we return to God, we are hopeless.
我们求告他，我们相信他要为我成全万事。
We believe that he will do all things for us when we return back to him.
我们在洞穴里面， 我们要做的最重要的一件事情，就是向他祷告。When
we're in the cave of Adullam in our life, the most important thing is to pray to him.
上帝不要我们祷告多美多长。God
doesn't want us to pray this long, beautiful prayer.
他不需要我们祷告是多合乎神学的思想，我们声音多么的悦耳。He
doesn't want our voices to be so beautiful or so theologically.
我们到神的面前祷告， 要将我们的心摆在上帝的面前。When
we come pray to God, he wants us to present our heart.
从我们生命的深处，充满了信心到神的面前，用我们的热情来祷告他。From
the deepest of our heart, present ourselves fully to him.
他说，大卫说，我的心投靠你，我的心投靠你。
He says, I will take refuge in the shadow of your wings. I will take refuge in your wing for you. I take refuge until the disaster have passed. We take refuge in the shadow of God's wings until the disaster have passed. Are you willing? God is the true refuge for us. And he is my true portion in my life.
在洞穴里面，我们发现大卫的观念，他的价值观也做了根本性的变化。In
the cave of Adullam, we see that David's perspective has completely changed as well.
当他把哥利亚打败的时候，
After he killed Goliath,
他非常有能力。
He was full of power.
他在扫罗王的面前，他可以弹琴。
In front of Saul, when he was playing his harp and lyre, he was able to chase people away. He's youthful, but he is full of might. Now, does he only have faith in himself? All the Israelites really like him too. Maybe besides King Saul. He is someone who is loved by a lot of people and full confidence. But God teaches them. All of these are not enough. It's not the true blessing. God is the true portion.
所以诗篇142篇第五节说， 耶和华呀，我曾向你哀求，我说你是我的避难所，在活人之地，你是我的福分。
In Psalm 142, verse 5, it says, "I cry to you, O Lord, I say, you are my refuge, my portion in the land of the living." Actually, even in the midst of cave of Adullam, a physical cave, a place that no one can find, it is not the true refuge for David. He says, "You are my refuge."
只有藏身在里面，才真的平安。Only
when I take refuge in you, I find peace.
弟兄姐妹，
brothers and sisters,
世界上没有人、没有事情、没有任何一件东西是我们真正的依靠。
Brother and sister, nothing in this world, no person in this world can be our true refuge. It is a true refuge for us. If you hope that someone can protect you and be with you the whole entire life, your whole entire life, you will be disappointed. You as a parent, don't think that you will be the refuge for your children for the rest of their life. And don't think that your children having wonderful marriage and education, they will have no trouble in their life. And their life will be blessed by God the whole entire way. The Bible doesn't even say that. Us parents, we have to bring our children to God. That God will be their protector at any time. Become their refuge.
在这个世间,
in this world,
在活人之地,
a place of people where people are living. That God will be their portion. If us parents don't do that, we haven't done what we are supposed to. When God was in Israel, He set places, escape roads. Escape cities, there are cities full of mercy. We're not worthy, but we can go to those cities. In those places, we would not face judgment.
在以色列人，在上帝在那个时候，所有到逃城的道路都是要维修的很好。
The road to those escape cities have to be highly maintained.
为的是让人很快能够到逃城去。
The reason is so that people can escape to those places easily.
所以让他的仇家没有报仇的机会。
So that the enemies would not get a chance to kill those people who try to escape.
让所有需要的人很快的能够跑。 逃避掉灾祸,
those who are in need can escape to those cities quickly.
同样到神那里的逃城, 神是我们避难所,
similarly, God is our refuge. We can hide.
到神那里的路也很容易,
the road to Him is also easy.
主耶稣说, 到我这里来,
Jesus says, come to me.
凡劳苦担重担的人,
all those who are weary and burdened,
我就使你得安息。
I will give you peace.
把你的重担放下来,
let go of your burdens.
担我的担子,
take up my yoke.
你们当负我的轭,
hold on to my yoke.
当负耶稣的轭,
hold on to Jesus' yoke.
学耶稣的样式,
be like Jesus.
这样你我的心里面就会得到安息,
so that in you and my heart we will have peace.
因为耶稣的担子是容易的,
because the yoke of Jesus is light.
耶稣的担子是轻省的,
it is easier.
不要再背自己的担子,
don't hold on to your own yoke.
到耶稣那里去,
go towards Jesus.
让他成为你的避难所,
so that He can be your refuge.
让他成为你真正的安息,
so that He can be a resting place for you.
大卫知道神是真正的避难所,
David understands that God is the true,
神是真正的福气,
God is the true portion and true refuge.
所以他说在诗篇16篇他说, 神啊, 我投靠你。
So in Psalm 16, David says, Lord, I rely on you.
他跟上帝说, 我的好处不在你以外。
My goodness cannot be separated from you.
在人生的困境当中, 是的, 好处不在上帝之外。
Yes, in the days of our life, all the good things are not separated from God.
在弥迦书里面,
in the book of Micah,
1章15节,
verse 1 of 15,
有一个很特别的启示,
it is a prophecy.
他说以色列的荣耀,
it says the glory of Israel
必来到亚杜兰,
will come to cave of Adullam.
所以这句话也许没人知道,
many people might not know this phrase, but why do they say that?
现在知道,
but now we do know.
亚杜兰洞代表一个隐藏的国度,
cave of Adullam represents a hidden world.
当我们在这国度里面藏在主耶稣基督里面,
a hidden kingdom, when we are hidden in the kingdom,
我们就要得到荣耀。
We will have glory.
我们隐藏在亚杜兰洞里面，我们心就坚定。
When we hide in the cave of Adullam, our faith will be strengthened.
我就能够唱诗，我要歌颂，像大卫一样。
Our hearts will be steadfast.
他说：“我的灵啊，你要兴起，琴瑟呀，你们当兴起，我自己要及早的兴起。”
In Psalm 57, verse 7, it says, "My heart, O God, is steadfast. My heart is steadfast. I will sing and make music. Awake, my soul. Awake, harp and lyre. I will awaken the dawn."
很多人在洞穴里面，在人生的困境里面的时候，不知道怎么做。
A lot of people in difficult situations in life or in the cave of Adullam, they don't know what to do.
第一件事情就是借口。
The first people say is they give themselves excuses.
如果他不这么做，
if they don't do that,
我就不会在这里。
I wouldn't be in this.
如果那件事情没有发生，
if that thing didn't happen,
我现在也不会在这里。
I would not be in this situation.
都是他的错。
It is all their fault.
都是老板的错。
It is all my boss's fault.
都是我配偶的错。
It is my spouse's fault.
都是我孩子的错。
It's my children's fault.
都是我同工的错。
It is my co-worker's fault.
我们很多的借口。
We make a lot of excuses.
当我们在困境里面的时候。
When we're in difficult situation.
我们在洞穴里面的时候，如果我们这么做。
If we're in the cave of Adullam and we make excuses for ourselves.
我们只会越来越可怜。
We will be more and more pitied.
不是真的可怜，自己可怜自己。
Not truly pity, but self-pity.
有很多人把洞穴变成一看愤怒、绝望的地方。
A lot of people use this cave as a place of frustration.
他生气。
They're angry.
他心里有苦毒。
They're full of bitterness.
他对自己已经放弃了。
They have given up on themselves.
他放弃了其他人。
They have given up on other people.
他放弃了上帝。
They have given up on God.
弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters.
千万不要这样。
Don't do that.
当我们在洞穴里面的时候，还有更好的。
When we're in the cave of Adullam, there's a much better solution.
大卫当他洞穴里面的时候，他跟自己的心说：“我要坚定，我要坚定。”
In the cave of Adullam, David said this to himself, "My heart needs to be steadfast."
他跟自己的灵说：“我要醒起来。”
And
to, 我要醒起来。
And to his soul, he says, "Awaken my soul, awaken."
我要及早的醒起来。
I need to awaken soon.
我要行动。
I need to do something.
虽然我现在看不到下一步怎么走。
Even though I cannot see what the path ahead is like,
我要站起来。
I need to stand up.
也许我在那里跌倒。
Maybe I have fallen over there.
我要在那里站起来。
I have to get up from the same place.
也许我在那里失败。
Maybe I have failed in this specific area.
我要在那里得胜。
I need to find victory in that place.
我要站起来。
I have to get up.
我要学像大卫一样的在神的面前祷告。
I have to learn to be like David to pray to God.
像大卫一样在神的面前顺服。
Be like David, obedient towards God.
像大卫一样的投靠上帝。
Just like David, relying on God.
倚靠他的大能。
Rely on his mighty works.
大卫把安静的洞穴。
David has turned this calm cave.
变成一个祷告像音乐厅一样的地方。
Turn the cave into a prayer, musical prayer.
他让一个完全没有动作的洞穴。
A cave that is completely silent.
成为一个充满活力献祭的地方。
A place that has turned that into a place of sacrifice.
他在一个黑暗的洞穴。
In this dark cave.
他把它变成一个荣耀敬拜的会幕。
He turned into a place of worship and praise.
他把一个充满了辛酸苦毒的洞穴。
He has turned a bitter cave.
变成一个满意的赞美上帝。充满香气敬拜的地方。
He has turned it into a place of pleasing aroma, singing to God.
他把一个孤单寂寞的洞穴。
He has turned the cave of loneliness.
成为一个与主甜蜜团契的地方。
He has turned that into a place of sweet fellowship with God.
他把一个空空洞洞的洞穴。
He has turned it an empty cave.
充满了像音乐，充满了像交响乐一样的祷告的地方。
Into a place of orchestra-like prayer place. 像坟墓一样死亡的洞穴。He has turned the cave of death like a cave of death.
变成一个果实累累的葡萄园。
Turn it into a place of abundant fruit vineyard.
我们之后可以看到洞穴是改变人的地方。
And then we see that cave is a place that changes people.
改变的开始是在大卫。
The starting point of the change starts with David.
弟兄姐妹，你相不相信？
Brother and sister, do you believe?
上帝要从我从你开始来改变这个世界。
God will use us, you and I, to change the world.
我们做的第一件事情就是在神面前敬拜他，依靠他，让他改变我们。
The first thing we need to do is come to him, praise and worship him, allowing him to change us.
诗篇五七篇你们刚念的，神啊，愿你崇高过于诸天，愿你的荣耀高过全地。主啊，我要在万民中称谢你，我要在列邦中歌颂你，因为你的慈爱高及诸天，你的信实上达穹苍。神啊，愿你崇高过于诸天，愿你的荣耀高过全地。
Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over all the earth. I will praise you, Lord, among the nations. I will sing of you among the peoples. For great is your love, reaching to the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the skies. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over all the earth. Anybody know how to sing the song? Anybody know how to sing the song? Raise your hand.
This is a song.
Do you know? This is a song?
Let's
sing the song.
当我们敬拜的时候，就不要讲太多，我们来敬拜上帝。
When we praise God, we just praise. We don't have to say too much.
我要在万民中称谢你，我要在万邦中歌颂你。你的慈爱高及诸天，你的心事上达穹苍。你的慈爱高及诸天，你的心事上达穹苍。Hallelujah, Hallelujah, 你的慈爱高及诸天。Hallelujah, Hallelujah, 你的心事上达穹苍。
当我们在黑暗的洞穴里，
when we're in the dark cave,
我们生命需要的是跟上帝有连接。
Our life needs to be connected with God.
当我们的心向神敞开的时候，
when we open our hearts to God,
当我们想到神是一位什么样慈爱信实的神的时候，
when we know that God is a faithful God,
当我们想到他在十字架上为我们流舍身流血，
when we think about him shedding his blood for us on the cross,
我们能够到他面前的时候，
when we can come to him,
当我们将自己降服在他面前的时候，
when we bow down our heads in front of him,
那个是改变的开始。
It is the starting point of a change.
在亚伦兰洞，神的心意不是让大卫在那里受了保护而已。
In the cave of Adullam, God's will is not just for David to find protection.
大卫的生命能够被翻转。
He wants David's life to be changed.
让翻转的生命成为别人的祝福。
That his overturned life can be a blessing to others.
在撒母耳记上二十二章第一节。
In First Samuel chapter 22, verse 1.
他的弟兄和他的父亲全家听见了，都笑到他，都吓到他那里。
When his brothers and his father's household heard about it, they went down to him there.
生活窘迫的、欠债的、心里苦恼的，都聚集到大卫那里，他就做他们的领袖，跟随他的约有四百人。
All those who were in distress or in debt or discontented gathered around him, and he became their commander. About 400 men were with him.
教会怎么样吸引人到我们当中来？
How do church attract people to come within us?
世界上的人告诉我们用各种的方法。
People in the world tells us many different ways.
是的，我们要有智慧。
Yes, we need to have wisdom.
我们要有策略。
We have to have strategy.
我们要有方法来做。
We need to have a steps to make that work.
我们应该要怎么做？
We should do that. Because it is a gift that God has given us. We have to use our gift for God's kingdom. However, in David's kingdom, we see this foundational thing. We see this thing that David attracts people to his kingdom. It is not through cars. Not through horses. Not through a war. And not through the outside glorious things. It is actually through God overturning your life. When we're in church, when in the body of Christ, individually we have been changed by God. And when our life has been changed, other people can see it. And they will be attracted into church. David's brother and his father's household, they might not have the best relationship. When Samuel was going to the house of Jesse to find the anointed one, David's father brought all his sons except David to Samuel. Except David, he didn't call.
因为他在那年里面不算数。
Because in his father's eyes, David was not even counted as one of them. He actually displeases David. Actually, his brothers don't even look down on David. They even question his motive. However, when we see David in distress, in difficult times, when he's in this difficult situation, the family that doesn't have a good relationship with him, they have seen David's change. Even though David is an enemy for the Philistine and King Saul, who are chasing. Someone they're trying to kill.
但对这些无条件爱他的人,
However, to those who love David, they don't really care about all the
过来,
difficulties.
过来安慰大卫,
they have come to David to comfort him.
跟大卫在一起,
to be with him physically.
还有其他许许多多的朋友,
and also including all many other friends.
真正的朋友,
true friends.
是当每个人都离开的时候,
true friends is when everyone else leaves you.
还留下人,
they still stay behind with you.
不单单是他的家人和他的弟兄,
not only the family member and his brothers.
连一些想不到的人也来了,
even those who you won't even think about came
他说,
to him.
凡受窘迫的,
those who are distressed.
欠债的,
those who are bankrupt.
心里苦恼的,
those who are discontented.
如果你在公司, 你大概不会想去征召这些人成为团队的一部分。
In working field, you probably wouldn't want to find those people to be part of your team.
受窘迫的就distress。
Those who are distressed.
就心里面实在有, 很抑郁, 不高兴的地方。
They're very depressed, they're very unhappy.
他可能都埋怨,
complains often.
他觉得人家都对不起他。
Think that other people have offended
很伤心,
them. Very sad.
甚至有时候可能抑郁。
Maybe sometimes very depressed. They don't know how to go forward with life. Those type of people.
现在的,
those who are bankrupt.
现在不用讲,
don't have to go into detail of it.
我们不会找现在的,
we wouldn't find someone who are bankrupt
在我们团队里,
to be part of our team.
心里苦恼的,
those who are discontented.
Discontented. 就心里不满足的,
not satisfied.
这种人很糟糕,
they're not so great.
他看什么都不顺眼,
they see everything as not so good.
这也不行, 那也不行,
that's not good enough, that's not good enough.
教会里面说, 说严厉的, 话语的时候,
when we strictly speaking,
他说你没有爱,
they say, oh, you don't have love.
当我们讲爱的时候,
when we talk about love in a church,
他说你没有真理,
This person says you don't have foundational truth.
当我们强调灵命的时候,
and we talk about spiritual life. They say, oh, you're not spreading the gospel.
当我们强调传福音的时候,
and when we're spreading the gospel,
他说你不注重生命,
they say, oh, you don't really focus on life.
永远不满足,
they're never satisfied.
哦,怎么样,这样的一群人, 400个人, 而且到大卫的团队,
you see that these type of people, about 400 of them, came to David.
弟兄姐妹,
brothers and sisters,
不论你是不是同意还是不同意,
whether you agree or disagree, you and I are such people. We are distressed people. We are in debt or bankrupt. We are discontented people. When I first believed in God, I hear people say, oh, those Christians going to church are those who are in need within themselves. Those who are crippled need faith. When I first believed,
我会用很多的说法,很多的经文告诉他,
when I first believed, I would use a lot of Bible verses to rebuke this person.
是最积极,最向上的。
I say, oh, Christians are the most achieving people.
你看看,所有基督徒家庭教育都是在水准之上。
Look at those Christians. Their education level always at this level. And their income always above average. And they are the elites in the society.
对不起,
sorry, you don't know what you're talking about.
现在我不一样,
now I have changed. I'm not the same anymore.
当别人这么说的时候,
when people say that to me,
我会说,
I would say, yes, I completely agree with you. Because I know I am weak. I know I am crippled. I know I am blind. I know I am deaf. I know I am sick. I know I am full of pain, hurt. Therefore, I need Jesus. I think you also need Jesus. God chooses those people who are weak.
神拣选世上愚拙的,
God chooses those who are foolish to shame the wise. He chooses the weak to shame the strong.
拣选世上卑贱的, 被人厌恶的, 以及那一无所有的,
He chooses those who have nothing, those who are disowned by the world,
to shame those who have everything.
So that no one can boast about themselves. It is only Jesus with his righteousness upon us. We are those people. We are distressed, we are in debt, we are discontented people. However, there's one thing that we have in common. We are willing to come forward to the descendant of Jesse, to the Messiah. Just like the 400 men who came. Even though their life is disowned and looked down by people, they are not satisfied with life. They are bankrupt. However, they're willing to come to the true king. This king who is hidden in the cave, underground. However, he is the true God who has been anointed to us.
对他们而言,
to them, David is their leader. This is an image, a picture.
这是一个无助的人到上帝的儿子的面前的图画。
It's an image of a hopeless person coming to the Son of God.
我们到他面前,我们宣称自己没办法自己救自己。
We come to him saying that we cannot save ourselves.
我们承认无法借自己走到上帝那里去。
We say that we cannot go to God on our own. And And we say that we cannot use the things that we do to please God.
We can
only go towards Him through our King. Because the King will give things freely. He will heal us. He will set us free, set me free. So that this person that has been bound by death can be set free. So that the hunger within me can be satisfied. And the thirst can be quenched with living water. The old self can be taken away. And wear the royal robe. Jesus welcomes me. Just like how David welcomed the 400 people. In this world, there are so many things that stresses us out. And there's a lot of bad news in this world. And there's a lot of injustice in the world. Even when we look at ourselves in the mirror, we are disappointed. But there is one thing that we do know. Jesus welcomes us to Him. When our life has been overturned and turned over, there's a couple marks. The biggest mark is we are able to obey, be obedient. In 1 Samuel 24, verse 6,
大卫说：“耶和华绝不允许我对我的主耶和华的受膏者做这事，伸手害他，因为他是耶和华的受膏者。”
The Lord forbid that I should do such a thing to my master, the Lord's anointed, or lay my hand on him, for he is the anointed of the Lord.
当扫罗王他的敌人就在他面前，他可以轻易的杀了他的时候。
When King Saul, the enemy of David, is right in front of him, where David can easily slay him.
甚至他的团队，他的旁边的臣仆都鼓励他做这件事情的时候。
Even the servants for David encourages him to slay Saul.
如果在洞以外，在进入洞之前。
If it was before entering into the cave,
大卫什么事都敢做,
David is willing and able to do a lot
大卫说谎,
of things. He has lied.
装疯,
pretend to be a madman.
到敌人的禁地里面去,
going into the enemy's land.
他什么事情都敢做,
he is capable of doing anything.
但当他在进入洞之后被神翻转了之后,
however, once he entered into the cave and he has been turned upside down,
他的心已经被神的能力所管制。
His heart has been controlled by God.
他愿意顺服, 也能够顺服。
He is willing to obey. He is able to obey.
他不会动手杀扫罗。He
would not kill Saul.
我们看到其他的经文里面, 在撒母耳记23章里面, 看到就在他出了洞穴之后, 他凡是要征战, 他都去,
Even after leaving the cave, every time he has to go into war, David looked to God and prayed to God. And he asks God whether he can or cannot go for war. Every time he prayed to God. Every time he obeyed.
神要他去,
every time God says go, he goes.
神阻止他, 他就阻止,
when God stops him, he stays behind.
在这个世代里面,
in this world,
即使我们不在洞穴里,
even when we are not in the cave,
我们能不能够像大卫一样, 有一个翻转的生命, 好像在洞穴里面被改过一样,
can we be like David that have an overturned life that we have went through the cave?
我们每天事实上都在征战,
actually, every day we have struggles.
这个世界告诉我们一件事情,
this world tells us this one thing.
只有这个世界最重要,
that this world is the most important.
今生最重要,
this life is the most important.
现在,
now, this moment is the most important.
我们在世上拥有东西, 并拥有名声, 拥有精神, 金钱, 拥有成功,
us having success, having money, having a status is the most important.
今年很多很多的教导,
In this, today's day, there's a lot of teachings.
不但是在教会外,
it's not only outside of church, it's also within the church.
让我们所有的弟兄姐妹常常陷入一个世俗主义的陷阱里面。
So that all the brothers and sisters step into this society, this way of thinking.
世俗主义捆绑我们,
it binds us.
让我们不能得到释放,
that it binds us to a point that we cannot be set free.
让我们在愁苦里面,
and we are in distress.
让我们觉得好像是走在一个人生的顺境里面,
in the way that we are walking a path of smoothness.
好像走向成功之路,
as if we're heading towards success.
走向一个福气, 是满满的人生,
as if we're going towards abundant blessing life.
但是不知道, 我们不知道,
yet we don't understand, we don't know.
这是一条宽的路,
we don't know that this is a wide road. This actually wide road leads us to death. This wide road actually leads us to difficult times. That path is actually the path that David took before he went into the cave.
进了亚都兰洞之后,
after David went into the cave, his path has become a narrow path.
在世上的人走一条宽的路,
the people in the world walk on this wide path.
他们越注重世上的生活,
the more they focus on things in the world, we can see in the American society,
有更多的忧郁症,
there's even more depression cases,
更多的更高的自杀率,
and there's even more status of suicide.
特别在青少年当中,
especially in youth.
更多的不满足感,
more discontentment.
更多的抱怨,
more complaints.
更多的欠债,
more people in debt.
我们看到好像很多人成就越高, 财富越多,
we think that many people are more wealthy and have more success.
他却更加的孤独,
yet they become even more lonely.
与人更加的疏离,
they're even more separated from people.
我们看到更多的人,
we see more people
借着酒精, 毒品, 情欲来麻痹自己,
they numb themselves with drugs, alcohol, sex.
原来这个世界欺骗我们,
actually, the world has lied to us.
当我们在世界里面照着世界的方式来做的时候,
that when we follow the ways of the world,
我们进入困境,
we headed towards disaster.
我们成为受窘迫的,
We become those who are in distress.
我们成为现在的,
we become those who are in debt,
我们成为心里苦恼的,
we become of those who are discontented.
唯一逃脱的方法,
the only escape route is,
我们逃到亚都兰洞,
we have to escape to the cave of
Adullam,
inside the cave.
到我们大元帅的那里去,
to our the
commander,
the anointed one, the Messiah, to Jesus,
来翻转我们的生命,
allowing him to change our lives, so that we'll be willing to be submissive to him, live a life that is pleasing to God.
当这400人进入大卫的洞穴里面的时候, 亚都兰洞穴里面的时候,
when the 400 people went into the cave to David,
400人成为勇士,
they become warriors for David.
我们就因为时间的关系, 我们不就看仔细想看这段经文,
we're not going to go into detail due to time.
但是我们看到这些人生命就被完全的被改变,
but we see that their lives have been changed completely.
他成为国度, 大卫国度的精兵,
they become warriors for David's kingdom.
他们是一群认识世上的 王是不可依靠的,
they become a group of people who understand that the king of this world cannot be relied on.
是不能给他们真正福气,
the king of the world cannot give them true blessing.
不能给他们真正平安的,
cannot give them true peace or comfort.
他们意识到这世界的王,
they also understand that the king of this world
只是暂时坐在王位上而已,
is the king who is enthroned for temporary time.
他只是短暂的,
it's only temporary.
扫罗是短暂的,
Saul is temporary.
他那时候是暂时在这王位上,
He was only king for the period of time.
撒旦在这世界上的王位也是短暂。
Same thing with Satan. He's only king for the world for only period of time, and
he'll pass. 他会被上帝真正的王所消灭，踩在脚下。
And he will be crushed by the true king.
这一群人
，this group of people，
选择脱离撒旦的国度。
They chose to escape from the kingdom of Satan.
加入大卫的国度。
Join the kingdom of David.
我们是一群人。
We also as a group of people.
我们要脱离撒旦的权势和权柄。
We have to escape the bondage of Satan.
进入上帝主耶稣基督的国度。
We have to enter into Jesus' kingdom.
我问几个问题。
I have a couple questions.
我们现在在哪个国度？
What kingdom are you and I in?
你的王是谁？
Who is your king?
你在生命里面，你生活里面的权柄是谁？
And who has the authority of your life?
你生命在人生当中的困境是什么？
And what is the difficult situation in your life right now?
像大卫一样。
Just like David.
还是像这四百个人一样。
Or like those 400 men.
你要怎么回应他？
How do you respond?
你愿不愿意在你生命里面有翻转？
Do you want to have a overturn of your life?
你愿不愿意让上帝真正的王，他的儿子主耶稣基督来改变你的生命？
Do you want the true King, Son of God, be your King?
让我们在神的面前静默，有一段短的时间，让我们心向神说话，回答我们这几个问题。
Let's have a moment of silence in front of God to answer these questions.
主啊，天上的父，我感谢你。
Lord, Heavenly God, I give thanks to you.
因为你实在是有怜悯、有恩慈的上帝。
Because you're full of mercy and full of love.
你爱我们，爱我们到底。
You have loved us and you will love us to the end.
即使在今天这样的一个信息里面。
Even in this today's sermon.
我们也看到你的怜悯和恩典。
We see your mercy and your love.
因为我们在座的每一个人心里面。
May every one of our hearts.
或多或少都有无法理解、无法摆脱生活上的挣扎。
There's things that we struggle with that we cannot let go.
就某种层次来讲
，to a point，
我们都是受窘迫的。
We in a way we are all distressed.
我们都是欠债。
We are all bankrupt.
我们都是心里苦恼的。
And we're all discontented people.
求你就帮助我们每一个人。
May you please help each and every one of us.
都能够顺服在你的面前。
That we will be willing to obey you.
让你的话语从我里面的羊。
So that your words can feed us.
从我们的生命。
Become our life.
让我们都转向你的儿子主耶稣基督。
So that we can all turn to your son Jesus.
被你翻转，被你改变。
Be changed, be overturned by you.
我们天上的父。
Our heavenly Father.
我们为在座的还没有跟随你的人祷告。
Pray for those who have not followed you.
求你帮助他们。
May you please help them.
他们能够认识你的儿子。
That they would know your son.
能够接受他成为他们人生唯一的救主。
So that they'd be willing to accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior.
还有人生的主。
And also the Lord of their life.
对我们这些已经认识你和你同行多年的基督徒。
And also pray for those who have followed you, have been walking with you for a while.
孩子奉主耶稣基督的名。
I pray in the name of Jesus.
求你。
Pray that.
让我们每一个人都能够及时的醒过来。
That you will awaken us, that we will be awakened.
认识我们在世上不过是短暂寄居的人。
That we will understand, be able to see that our life in the world is short.
不过是活在一个短暂的国度里面。
It's only a temporary kingdom that we live in.
我们真正的国度是隐藏的。
Our kingdom, the true kingdom, is actually hidden.
是在你儿子耶稣基督里面。
It is within your Son, Jesus Christ.
我们今生就是要做的是要荣耀你的名来预备永生里面的荣耀。
What we have to do in this world is to give glory to you so that we can have eternal glory.
求你在我们身上做你的工作。
May you please do your work among us.
在每一个人身上，在教会里面。
In each and every one of us, as well as in the church.
能够做好充分的准备。
That we will be equipped.
直到 我们在天上跟你儿子一同作王的那一天。
Until the day that we become kings with your son in heaven.
孩子们这样祈求是奉我主耶稣基督的圣名。
I pray this all in the name of Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.